What do cosmos, yucca plants, lamb's ears, and big lumpy rocks all have in common? Not much, you may be thinking. But in terms of garden design, they all offer landscape-defining textures. Contrasting textures catch the viewer's eye and invite a closer look. Textures in the plant world are divided into three categories. Coarse-textured plants have boldly shaped large leaves that are often rigid and unique. Think of canna lilies, irises, and spiky grasses. Bold colors or variegation can accentuate the coarse textures. Placed near the front of the bed, coarsely textured plants can make a garden appear more roomy. Placed near the back of the bed, they draw the eye and make your garden feel smaller, which may be desirable in a cozy space. A bed featuring only coarsely textured plants can look striking and dramatic. Once on a visit to Mexico, I was stopped in my tracks by the flower beds at a resort that featured only one plant, agaves. The changing angles of the sun brought out the subtle hues in the leaf blades. The bold repetition was stunning. Usually, however, textures are combined to create a pleasing overall composition that allows us to feature our favorite plants. A big-leaved plant such as blue hosta or even rhubarb will make a striking focal point in a bed of medium and small-leaved plants. Finely textured plants are the light feathery ones such as astilbe. Many ferns, dianthus, and astilbe which offer drooping or floating foliage. Also included are ground covers and compact shrubs with tight foliage such as heathers. Finely textured plants can easily be overpowered. Plant them in swaths or between and around more coarsely textured plants where they will provide a pleasing contrast. Consider drifts of cosmos dancing among landscape rocks, for example. Most plants fall into the medium textured category. These can be placed between coarse and fine textured plants to smooth transitions between the two, and lead the viewer's eye, perhaps towards a focal point such as a fountain or archway. Hardscaping can also be used to add texture. Large rocks, paving stones, ponds, and statuary are all considered to be coarse textured. Picture paving stones with delicate ground covers hugging and softening their edges. Or the delicate leaves of a Japanese maple swaying above a glistening pond. Color can influence texture. Blooming peonies dominate any garden with their striking foliage and powder puff blooms, but may become more medium textured after the flowers fade. Medium textured dahlias also take center stage when their blooms appear, as do any flowering trees. Textures change throughout the season as well. Dogwood trees take on coarser textures during blooming and again when their foliage changes color in the fall. Similarly, maple trees can change from finely textured to medium or coarsely textured when the leaves are blazing with fall color. The other consideration is the effect of sunlight or moonlight. Shiny leaves and interesting bark patterns are accentuated by light changes. Boulders and frilly leaves cast interesting shadows. As with vegetable gardens, it may be useful to create a sketch of a bed you are designing. Think about how the various textures will interplay throughout the seasons. Or go for a walk along a forest path and take some inspiration from Mother Nature, where textures are more accentuated in the absence of showy colors. Garden tours are great showcases to explore. Take note of gardens that stop you in your tracks. They probably exhibit artfully combined textures. And don't forget your own garden. You may discover that some of your own winning combinations owe credit to texture. Marion Waters is a retired educator. She is a writer, soap maker, and lifelong avid gardener and a master gardener. She lives on a hobby farm in Black Creek. For more, see marionwaters.ca.